producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Walking through life in the intelligent way, the Doug Steffen Good Day way, to walk through some of the issues of the day. I thought Roberta was going to be here. Where's Roberta?
I don't know.
Roberta. No, Roberta, what's the story with Roberta?
We'll put out an APB.
Yeah, do that. Will you please? Jennifer Horn here on Good Day, along with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Well, she is here. Good morning. I'm here, she says.
Hey, I put out an APB.
Right, just like that. Bing, bang, boom. There's a Justice Department study out today that concludes that black Americans are more than twice as likely as white Americans to experience non-fatal force or the threat of force from the police. Interesting subtext to the Madam Secretary's show last night. One of the subplots was about this very thing. I thought it was pretty interesting, Richie, those of us who are radio rats. This is a sort of inside radio story.
Yeah.
May help tell a little bit of the story of how confusing this whole matter is in America. You are familiar with the group Media Matters.
Right.
Definitely.
They are pretty left of center. They don't like media that's right of center. And they've had their shots, certainly with Rush Limbaugh and with many other people who do talk radio programs that present issues from the right. I laugh about some of the things that I hear from some of these characters. Mark Levin is not exactly someone who, I know he's fairly popular, but he has a particular point of view, and he likes to tout and taunt these people. There have been a lot of people who say, okay, we got Black History Month, how come we don't have White History Month? You know, that kind of stuff. I don't know how I think it goes a little far, as much as we may or may not agree or disagree. If you saw the Paul Ryan piece on 60 Minutes last night, it addressed this issue. When people on the radio call the president a lowlife, I think that goes too far. I don't think that's appropriate. It isn't really, it doesn't help to solve any of the problems. All of this chatter, although stuff that we might agree with, many of us agree with the consternation that we feel, the frustration that we feel with having the weight of not getting things done on our shoulders. But this, as Paul Ryan pointed out, is not the way to get it better. And at some point, somebody has to draw the line. Somebody's got to say, okay, this is far enough. And I think that Ryan may be the guy to do that. I was really quite impressed, Richie. You saw the interview. I was quite impressed with the way he presented himself and his philosophy. I would like to think that there will be something that will come out of that.
I thought it was also interesting. He, you know, they said, well, first you said no, then you said yes. What's the deal?
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, taking the job.
Yeah. Okay.
To be speaker.
Yeah.
And he said, well, quite honestly, he goes, I'm home every Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, with my
whereas family. The speaker's job is out raising money every Saturday and Sunday for some politician around the country.
Yeah, I think Boehner traveled like 300 days last year.
And
that was, he was really clear. He's like, you know, I want to be home. My kids are babies.
Right. He's, my kids are like 8, 10, and 13. And he goes, this is where I need to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, he goes, once I realized I could reconstruct the job so that could happen. I said, and then they asked him, he said, you don't have a home in Washington, D.C.? And he said, no.
My God.
They said, where do you sleep? He says, I sleep on my couch in my office. And he said, where do you shower? He goes, I get up in the morning, I go to the gym, I shower, I go to work. I work from 8 o'clock in the morning till 11:30 at night. I go to sleep, I wake up the next morning, I do it again, and on Friday I come home.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, talk about a work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of respect for that guy. The more I watched him, the more I liked his feel. I just liked the way he came across. And his wife looked like she was scared to death to be there.
Yeah. She had not used. And they asked her about that, too. They were very interesting. They said, you know, we got kind of a special thing here because you don't do interviews. And she's like, no, we try to keep out of the spotlight so that we can hang out with our friends.
That.
And she was very uncomfortable and not good at it.
That's the way it's supposed to be. The citizen legislature is supposed to be just that. Not the professional legislature.
Right.
The citizen legislature. He said, Ryan said, that he wasn't really even planning on doing this. Somebody said, why don't you run for Congress? Okay, I ran for Congress. But he was going to do something. He's trained in a whole different area.
Yeah.
And he says, you know what? If this goes away, then I'll do something else. What a great way to look at all of the issues in life that we face and we fear.
And you feel like he's doing it for the right reasons. You know
what
I've been telling you, Dougie, we've been talking, obviously, you can't get away from it. When we watch the debates, what candidates do we like? Who do we not like? And I keep telling you, there's something that I'm missing with Marco Rubio. He's like a darling of the GOP. They love him, and I can't, you know, it's like,
a darling of the people with money who want to control.
Well, I figured out what it is. I finally, because I'm like,
he wants to be the president,
Yeah, well, his political aspirations, I feel, are not for the greater good so much as for his own advancement.
Yeah,
and I think that's exactly what it is.
You see somebody like Obama did the same thing. He ran for president in his first term, never really did anything in the Senate. And this guy's doing the same thing. He's a big, phony $3 bill.
It was bothering me because I'm like, why don't I like this guy? Like, he makes me, his makes my spine shiver a little bit. And I think that's what it is.
He's so fake. He's so transparent.
Right, exactly.
No, but you know what's funny, Jen? In that same vein, Trump is, he's so transparent, like, I wanted it and it'd be great for me, but I don't really need it.
That's why I like it, because he doesn't need it.
I think he's doing it. If this doesn't happen, I'm still rich.
Right.
He's actually going, you know, I'm actually losing money while I'm running for the presidency. I mean, that's what you
So that's
think.
One thing, even though I don't like Trump, that's one thing I do respect about him.
Because he's trying to do it for the right reasons, I think.
Yeah, right. What has he got to lose? What has he got to gain?
Well, we all have
smaller house and a smaller paycheck.
We all have things that move us. We're motivated by different things. Some people are motivated by love. Some people are motivated by money. Some people are motivated by whatever their status in life is. Some people are motivated by a love of animals, love of their family. Whatever it is, we're all motivated. The important thing is to have a motivation.
Yes, and you look at, you know, I always go, why do I actually like Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton? Like, Hillary Clinton's a little more conservative. Bernie Sanders is an admitted socialist. I don't agree with him on anything, but Bernie Sanders is at least doing it, I think, for the right reasons, where, again, you look at Hillary, who just is really set on being the first woman president, and it's less to do about what she can do and more about her ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie is like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like he's more in it with pure reasons.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hi to Lance. Michigan, 14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles, like easy-to-install Red Oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with flooring deals that end this Tuesday. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with flooring deals that end this Tuesday. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Hello.
Roberta Fasanelli is here with a queen of cheap report to get Monday started from her vantage point. What do we have, Roberta?
Oh, let's start. You don't need Black Friday. We got deals for you now. The Body Shop. Buy three, get three free, plus get free shipping. These make great stocking stuffers or like office holiday gifts that you may have to give out. So we have all the information for you at DougStephan.com. Also, Target. You just go buy your steak and eggs and milk and bread and all that. Spend $50 and they will give you a $10 gift card. That's right, folks. $10 gift card with a $50 food and beverage purchase at Target. And, you know, I've done some food shopping at Target. You don't think about Target and food, but there's some pretty good stuff there. I was really surprised. We have the coupon codes for you, how to get it. You just have to text the word food to a specific number, and we have that number for you at DougStephan.com. Also, Chili's. If you like to eat at Chili's, you can get a $10 bonus gift card with any gift card purchase. This is a great way just to stock up for yourself. You buy a $50 Chili's gift card, you get a $10 bonus. Hey, buy a few and, you know, give out the $10 ones as gifts and, you know, get a meal for yourself. Also, you got the Gap. They've got just today, they've got an extra 40% off and free 3-day shipping on $75 and more. And you can also earn Gap cash if you spend at least $50. So if you combine all these together, they're going to pay you to take the stuff out of the store. It seems that way sometimes. So all of these great deals you'll find at the Queen of Cheap section in the Better Living section at DougStephan.com. Go get them, stock up for the holidays. Avoid the holiday rush to go shopping.
All right, so here's something for the holidays that Rich will appreciate.
Yeah.
It's called the E-Pint.
The what?
The E-Pint.
Okay, an electronic pint of beer, I'm assuming.
Exactly. It can light up in the colors of your favorite football team. More crucially, it's linked to an app on your phone, able to automatically call you a cab when you reach a predetermined number of drinks. If you say I can't handle more than four,
so
at
measure
at
how many
four,
you drink.
It'll call a cab or Uber or something like that.
And don't forget it glows in your team colors too, so it looks cool. It does. You can set it to glow.
And by the way, it's dishwasher safe. This is something, and they, by the way, they've come up with this idea, but they don't have money to make it come true, so they're running a Kickstarter campaign.
Oh, okay, so you can't
money.
Buy it yet.
Well, you can buy it if you contribute to Kickstarter. Go to Kickstarter, which is one of the great crowdfunding, like the Indiegogo, some of these other places, and look for E-Pint, the E-Pint. Originally, I thought that was quite something you'd maybe like to have given away.
Unfortunately, I don't drink enough anymore where I need to get a lot of
time, so. Sad. Oh, yeah. That's too bad.
Such a good boy.
Oh, I wish I did. But,
very good boy. We have good boys and good girls here on Good Day. It's 21 after the hour.
A lot lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You may or may not know this group. If you didn't before Friday, you will now. Not necessarily because you think their music is cool, but because they are in the middle of the action in Paris. A band called Eagles of Death Metal.
I keep the LA to make rock and roll. Along the way I had to sell my soul. I made some good friends that make me stay. And I really want to be in LA.
They were playing at the Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris. That's where at least 100 of the people were killed during the attacks on the city. And so when you looked at that name, Eagles of Death Metal, I thought, ooh, that's not something that's going to... there's no good energy wrapped around that. But yeah, they sound like a really typical...
They're a punk band, though. Just a silly name.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of people thought, because they didn't know about this group, they played metal. It was a metal group like Metallica or something like that.
Yeah, one of those
heavy metal. Yeah, heavy metal. But no, that's not what they do. You can check out a lot of the stuff on Twitter that was explaining what, you know, some of the people on TV sounded pretty stupid when they were talking about them. Not that that's anything new. Some of the people on radio.
That's new and different,
Yeah.
I love watching the coverage on TV on these big events.
They're
just making it up as they go.
Not news. So for fans of Eagles of Death Metal, the band's name is part of its charm. The two leaders of the group,
joke,
Jesse
basically.
Hughes. Yeah, it is.
Yes.
We kind of have a rule with Eagles of Death Metal that it's a fun show. We want to bring everybody along and have some fun. But as the news spread across social media, as well as obviously the news outlets, when people saw the shoot 'em up at Bataclan, people knew they were being... they were playing there.
How do you handle this if you're them?
Oh, man.
The instant fame that comes with such a horrible tragedy.
Yeah.
How do you take that? I mean, at one thing, you know, you want to say, wow, we've finally got an opportunity. But how do you build on that?
Mm-hmm. And they had one of their crew members were killed also.
I was going to say, I think they were still locating the crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, the merch guy, the guy who sells the merchandise, the T-shirts.
Yeah. He was out front. That's where the shoot 'em up was.
He was out front. And a local New Orleans woman who's very well known here had been invited to the show by him. He was friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was shot in both legs. And she actually talked with UK media and said she basically died in her arms.
Now, I had heard really, they kind of really dropped bad. And ran, that they weren't sticking around because there was a
the
stage door. Yeah,
they
the
got
band.
Right out the stage door.
Right. Well, if you look at the video,
back, not that I blame them, yeah.
If you look at the video, like one of the guitarists like immediately bolted. The guy in front.
The drummer was gone.
The drummer and the guitarist.
Yeah.
And then the lead guitarist, he was just still kind of like hanging out front, like I don't think he knew anything was wrong at
first. U2 announced that it had canceled the concert schedule for Saturday. It was supposed to be broadcast live on HBO. They said the statement that it resolved to go ahead with a concert at an appropriate time, which would make a whole lot of sense, obviously. So both U2 and Eagles of Death Metal, both affected by the circumstances in Paris. The act of war, many people call it an act of war, and I think that's probably pretty appropriate. The French police, there have been some people arrested, I think, but there isn't there something known about the lead in this? And
yeah, they had the mastermind. At least at the time they were arresting, that was just a few minutes ago, I think.
Yeah, he looks like Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck.
He does. If you see the picture that they're putting on the media of him, he's got this silly grin on his face with this stupid hat, and you're like, how could somebody so stupid looking pull this off?
Yeah. Some of these people came in on boats too. They just come in with the migrants. Some of them, they're coastal. That's one of the things that people, nobody talks about how easy it is to get into any country that has a coastline.
No, they're all coming from Belgium, which is...
And all open borders.
And it's easy to float across there, for sure. 28 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
In the news, know your deal breakers when it comes to new relationships. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In several new sociology studies, surprisingly, there wasn't a huge difference in the kind of deal breakers that men and women said bye-bye for in starting new relationships. The gals thought, he's no sense of humor or bad sex, bye-bye. The guys thought, talks too much or not enough sex, bye-bye. Here's the thing, if you're in an unhealthy relationship, you can't be physically healthy. DCOC advice, short term relationships don't require much thought, but be careful. A short-term relationship can end up long-term. Long-term, think about, are they emotionally over the last relationship ready for you? Drug use, alcohol abuse, always a deal-breaker for me. Smoker, you'll be inhaling too. Health issues as in chronic diseases, how do they deal with it? How will you deal with it? And the list goes on. Not too long, I hope, because loneliness isn't too good for your health either. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
It is the fifth leading cause of death from cancer in men, but now the results of a groundbreaking study just released in The Lancet Oncology show promise in improving screening for prostate cancer. Joseph Bernardo is president of the clinical next generation sequencing and oncology business at Thermo Fisher Scientific.
The goal of our collaboration with the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm is to develop a more precise test for prostate cancer than relying just on the prostate-specific antigen, better known as PSA.
The PSA test has been shown to have a high false positive rate, which can sometimes lead to unnecessary and painful treatments. This study, called Stockholm 3, showed a 30% reduction in biopsies without compromising the number of actual cancers diagnosed.
The study authors conclude that a 30% reduction in prostate biopsies would translate to 300,000 fewer procedures in the United States. So in addition to improving patient experience and outcome, there is also the potential for significant healthcare cost savings.
Learn more about Stockholm 3 at news.thermo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Monday, the 16th of November, Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on what is going on with whom. Plenty of conversation about Paris. Then there are those who don't like Paris in the springtime, don't like Paris in the fall.
Paris is such a beautiful city. Oh,
well, the attention that the Parisians are getting and all of the focus on the attacks there has taken away from those who are protesting the loss of their First Amendment rights. There was a groundswell, you'll remember last week, of protesting on college campuses over racial issues, sexual issues, other issues. Some of the civil libertarians in our country were becoming quite concerned that free speech would be sacrificed amid student grievances. And then one of the things that has come out about this is that and this is forever. It was like this when I was in college. We focused on free speech if there was ever a protest, or since then, or even before then. There are those who believe that the only free speech is the speech that agrees with them. If it's something that doesn't agree with them, and right. I was talking earlier about Media Matters, which is a perfect example of them trying to shout down, and in some cases, effectively, people who have a different point of view. It has been successful in many ways. This, if we are to believe the Constitution and believe what we interpret to be the words of the right to say what one thinks, whether it is in public, in private, whether it's on a sort of official, in this circumstance, a radio program. I ought to be able to say what I like and not be shouted down or taken off the air, but I concern myself. This isn't the kind of program that you hear that sort of stuff much most of the time anyway, but every once in a while I feel like I want to say something that I don't say. I edit myself because I know that it wouldn't be received well, and I've said a lot of stuff over my years of doing this program and other shows that was completely innocent and taken completely out of context. I mean, we do that in our own personal relationships, but we also do it in circumstances like this. So we have these people who are on these campuses. Last week, I felt for college campuses or the people on college campuses to have the points of view that they did and the way that they were striving to control things, instead of being an educated look or an educated explanation of what the problems were, it was pretty ignorant. I thought a lot of the information that was coming from a lot of these students sort of underscored how ignorant they are about, and we all know that kids have a, you know, there's a learning curve.
You want to ratchet that up just a little bit?
You want me to, or you want to?
No, they are.
What do you mean?
Here are some of the tweets that are going out because of all the media coverage going on.
They're mad,
Paris attacks. They are out of their mind upset that their attention. That
some
all,
are.
All the cameras.
Some. Right. The cameras are gone.
All the cameras are just gone.
Gone.
Right?
Yep.
So here are some tweets that are going out from the Mizzou protesters right now. Racist white people kill me. You want everyone to have sympathy for your tragedy, but you have none for ours.
Uh-huh. Hashtag get the blank out of here, by the way. Hashtag Mizzou. Another one says, interesting how the news reports are covering the Paris terrorist attacks, but said nothing about the terrorist attack at Mizzou.
We can remember the tragedy in Paris and still remember Mizzou. We are capable of multitasking. Both situations are equally messed up.
Well, that's very true. I'll go with that one. I think that one in the Twitter space that we have, I think that one's the one to hold on to.
Here you go. You'll love this one. There is no rank order to injustice.
I like this one. Disgusted at white conservative Americans using Paris as a see black people. Your woes here with us could be more extreme, but
nobody's saying that at all. Go get lost.
Oh, France is home to millions of black Muslims in Paris and beyond. Islamophobia often converges with anti-blackness.
Well, there may be something to that. There is some of that, I think, in this country. But, you know, this is, again, there's a naivete that goes. There's such a thing as being childlike. We're having this conversation over the weekend. Childlike is one thing. Childish is another thing. This is childish. This is, meh. I need my mummy to take care of. That's what that is. For the most part, that's what that stuff is.
Can you do that again, Doug? I like
that. Where my mommy? I want my maypole.
Your maypole. What is maypole?
Oh my God!
You don't know what maypole is?
No, oh, the 50s called it what? Cereal back.
Right. You know what it is.
Yeah, what's the matter with you, Jared?
Only because of you. Only because of you, Mapo.
All right. Jared Fogle is in the news today.
Yeah, what's that perv doing?
How many people remember Jared Fogle?
Yeah, the subway pervert.
He's planning to ask for leniency in court this week. Because he's profoundly sorry about being charged on these pornography.
He's sorry about being charged, I'm sure.
Sex crime charges. His attorneys have presented the court in Indianapolis with a sentencing memorandum that said Jared would be willing to serve a whole 5 years in the slammer. That's in contrast to the 12 years and 7 months prosecutors are eyeing for him. By the way, remember, this guy has two children.
Yeah, and also, you know, I chose, okay, I believe that the stuff that you watch and you listen to, like, actually does blacken your heart a little bit, so I try not to watch all the gruesome stuff out there. Somehow, under, because he went on, the person that trapped him that was working with the FBI went on Dr. Phil's show, and I accidentally ran across the transcript of this, and I would have not chosen to listen to it, but it sort of just fell into my lap. This guy is such a predator. He's disgusting. He wanted to videotape her children. He talked about the types of girls and boys he liked, that no age was too young, and that these kids were giving him the eye.
Jared Fogle, you're talking about.
Yes. He is a sick pervert who needs to be put away for life because child predators are never rehabilitated.
Wow. I'm not going to disagree with you on that one.
No, I
When he says that your four-year-old is giving you eyes and it depends on what they're ready for, I mean, he's gross.
Oh, my
gross.
Gosh.
All right, so let's keep moving.
Here's a guy who had everything, man.
Here's a something that has... an impact. There are various things that men don't understand about women.
You could say that again. Say it again, actually.
You're starting a list of the first thousand?
There are many things which men do not understand
really
about
done.
Women. Yes, Roberta. I find it in my everyday life there are things that I just don't understand. I'm trying to, and I listen, and I learn. And I try to anecdotally, you know, open the windows a little or open up the box. But there are things that are genuinely not a part of what any man could understand.
Yes. And women are like a Porsche. Men are like a red wagon.
That's so.
It's like very simple.
Well, childbearing and the things that go with this. One of the things, and I can say this openly, that I was worried about with my daughter when she had her child was what would happen after the fact. Because she was missing her mother during, but she didn't, wasn't carrying out her sleep. She had a wonderful pregnancy. She had in vitro.
Postpartum is real for a lot of people.
Right, and that's one of the things that comes out in a story about Drew Barrymore today. Over the weekend, it became known in an interview that she sank into a deep postpartum depression with her second child, and she didn't understand it. She didn't understand what it was like. She wanted to feel great. The first time she said she did, she felt terrific. But then the second time, it was different. I was overwhelmed. I was under the cloud. And I can't tell you how difficult it was for me. And I thought about that because I have talked to some mothers. And I know, you know, through the course of events of being a woman, from childbearing to raising children, let's face it, guys, women are much more important to the process than our men, even though men are extraordinarily important. Both, I believe, the children who were not raised by two parents, and I'd like to think they were loving parents, and you hopefully have a male influence and a female influence.
There's something missing. Sometimes.
There's something missing that doesn't go noticed until later in life.
Even if men are just as important, though, women still get the brunt of the responsibility by society standards. Like, what's wrong with your kid? It's always the woman that gets...
Well, and I think that that carries through to the years when women then, when they are beyond childbearing years, and they go into the things that happen when they're premenopausal and through menopause, I think most men don't get it. And rather than try to figure it out or try to understand it or try to work with it, many just give up. And I think women do, too, to a point. I think they just give up. They just say, okay, well, isn't the same for me anymore as it was before, so I'm going to change it. And I have found, because of my own circumstances, in trying to understand what it is that goes on in that thing, that it's really almost impossible. And I don't say that in a negative way. It's just, it takes so much focus, and you have the people who get it are usually so full of love that they can, you know, that you work at trying to understand. It's very difficult. Roberta will tell you this from being married a lot longer than I was and being with the same person, that it's extraordinarily difficult sometimes to get the other person's attention or to have the other person take seriously what's going on with the other person. But I'm saying this because I believe men don't really understand, and you can't unless you really either listen, observe, do some research, do some thinking, work it through, because it's easy just to pass it off and laugh it off. But it isn't funny. And I think that's the thing that most men don't understand about women, whether, again, it's childbearing and what might go on with a postpartum depression, or then through into the ages of maturity when there are things going on in a woman's body and mind that men can't possibly understand, can't relate to. And so to not understand it, I think, is detrimental. And it isn't that it takes extra special work. You know what? If you care about somebody, it isn't extra special work. And I say that for both sides. I think men and women both need to be working on understanding each other, because it's so easy today. Everything gets tossed aside. Everything gets thrown away. Everything is, okay, I'll forget about it. I'll go find somebody else. And it just is very, I think, it's very telling to, and I thought her, what I read anyway, was very brave, the things that she said, because that's the kind of an issue that more people ought to be. We're so wrapped up in all this stuff. Okay, so it's horrible what happened in France, and it affects a lot of people, but you know what? This kind of stuff affects more people. It affects half of the population, and therefore affects the other half of the population. I was thinking, actually, and I say this, I'm sort of chuckling to myself, how do Muslim men deal with Muslim women who are going through these sorts of things?
They don't.
There seems to be no tolerance for women at all in that society.
Well, I think that's a broad statement. Among some Muslims,
very few
tolerance.
Are tolerant of or understand. I mean, there's more of
it
changing.
A broad statement.
All right,
statement.
What's the right statement then? You make the right statement.
I think that among radical Islamic Muslims, they give women no credit, and they just regard women as property and chattel. I think among the majority of Muslim families, they're just normal families like we are.
Yeah, but Sharia law doesn't necessarily.
I don't know that.
Well, it depends. Sharia law is a radical Islamic type of law. Not all Muslims. The majority of Muslims do not adhere to Sharia law. In fact, the majority of them hate it if they're forced to contend with it. That's why a lot of people are fleeing these radical Muslim areas. So most Muslim families, and I know quite a few Muslim families, even if the women are covered up, the men were so.
Some of my best friends are Muslim families.
You know, well, I tell you, sir, you're no Muslim family.
There's a lot, you know, to make a general statement like that, Doug, with all due respect, I think, you know, really doesn't help matters.
Well,
Sharia radical Muslims.
You're
and believe me, I loathe them. Loathe them as much as you
but
do.
But I think there are more of them than you think. I think there are more of them. Not necessarily radical Muslims, but Muslims who don't, they're just the, and by the way, it isn't just a Muslim trait. There are plenty of people in plenty of societies in our country and around the world who don't respect women, who believe that women are not as important as
men,
who treat them like dirt. And I think that's sort of what I'm trying to say, but it becomes more.
I didn't know you knew my husband as well as you do.
Oh.
Roberta, don't say that.
Wow. Okay, I think we better. It's 48.
Oh my God.
End of that conversation. 48. See, I don't even know
Roberta,
what
Roberta, you know what though? I'll tell you what. If that were true, Roberta is a strong enough woman. She wouldn't have put up with it.
Well, he'd be dead by now.
48 past the hour, and good day.
I'm Greg Edger reporting for InTheNews.tv. The holidays are upon us. Lifestyle expert Justine Santinello partnered with brands to give us great ideas to jumpstart your holiday shopping list. Justine, where did you go for stocking stuffers and workplace exchange gifts?
Office Depot and Office Max stores have the exclusive DeVoga brand collections, which are 25% off in store during the season. Cozy Cabin offers everything from note cards to tablet sleeves, while Merry and Bright with wintry colors and patterns can add some sparkle to holiday office gear. You can visit Office Depot and Office Max stores or officedepot.com/holiday.
What about smartphone deals?
For the person always on the go, Cricket Wireless has premium brand phones without the premium price. It's Alcatel One Touch Idle 3, which features the Mix app. Listen to music and add effects just like a DJ. It also has dual speakers and a wide-angle front camera for selfies, all with the reliable Cricket Network's 4G LTE coverage.
What are some gifts for the gamer or movie lover?
The hottest games this season are at GameStop, like Fallout 4, and Star Wars Battlefront. All of their stores now have exclusive collectibles like the Halo Collector's Edition Monopoly game or Chief Bullet Band Watch, both only found at GameStop. For the movie lover, get Terminator Genesis starring Arnold Schwarzenegger on Blu-ray or digital HD. Enjoy behind-the-scenes footage, cast interviews, and in-depth looks at visual effects and stunts. Plus, the Blu-ray includes a Dolby Atmos soundtrack that moves the audio anywhere in the room.
For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP, and And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Space Jam, I Believe I Can Fly, number one movie this week in 1996. What do you have from that, Richie?
You want a piece of me? Come and get it.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Your Airness, but if you don't find a fifth player, your team will forfeit the game.
We're going to be locked up like wild animals and then trotted out to perform for a bunch of lowbrow, bug-eyed, fat-headed, humor-challenged aliens.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can fly. All right, so Richie, I'm not going to go to him necessarily for this movie. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on Good Day. What do you remember about this movie?
Well, I know it has a very loyal following, and reportedly Warner Brothers is contemplating doing a sequel with LeBron James.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. He's become an actor.
LeBron James had a co-starring role in the movie Trainwreck, the comedy with Amy Schumer, a few months ago, and he was actually quite good.
He was in something else I saw, too, though fairly recently. What else was he in? Another movie of note that he, and he didn't play himself. I'm trying to remember what he played.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so you look for him as an up-and-comer. Meanwhile, we have box office totals to go through for the weekend. I went to see the James Bond movie. Everybody seen it? Jennifer,
yes.
Did you see it yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I'm dying to see it.
All right, so Chuck, I thought it was a very typical James Bond. Meredith fell asleep.
That's pretty much my reaction.
Well, she's still catching up from the trip from back in the Middle East.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No. Really?
Because?
I thought it was way long and way boring.
Really?
Really slow.
You know, it's a very polarizing movie.
Typical James Bond fare. It's just the same stuff you get from, you expect what you get. That's what how I came with it. Anyway, go ahead, Chucker.
I liked it myself, too. Here's the problem. Skyfall, the last James Bond film with Daniel Craig, was one of the best Bond films ever. And this is not as good. And I think when people walk out of the theater expecting to see the greatness of the last Bond film, some people have a feeling of some disappointment. I thought it was a solid entry. I agree with Rich in some respects. A 2.5-hour running time, it could have been cut in the middle. They could have took out 15 minutes easily and tightened the film up, but I thought the last 40 minutes the pace really picked up. I like the reveal of the villain.
The whole stupid part about him and his brother and just come on.
Well, that was the part of the theme, though.
I know.
I thought the fight on the train was really good and tremendously intense. Daniel Craig was good as Bond. It's not a great film, but I thought it was solid enough to say, you know, if you like Bond, well worth seeing.
All right, so it was number one. Let's get the other box office totals for the weekend, Chucker.
Bond Spectre did 35 million, 200 and something million in 2 weeks of release, 550 million worldwide. Number two, Peanuts movie, 24.2, 82.2 million in 2 weeks of release. The holiday comedy, Love the Coopers, with John Goodman and Olivia Wilde, plays third, 8.4 million.
What do you hear about that movie?
The reviews ain't so stellar. I'm surprised they released it so early, though. Yeah. Number four, The Martian, 6.7, 207 million in 7 weeks, and the 33. About the Chilean miners round at the top five.
Are you surprised that didn't do better?
5 points.
No, I'm not,
because Everest also bombed at the box office, and I think people just don't want to see movies, even though it's inspirational at the end.
So how do you explain the Sandra Bullock movie that didn't do? That looked like an interesting premise. Why didn't that do as well as it might have?
People, for some reason, just didn't like the concept of it and didn't go. We have movie did terrible, and they didn't see it because Sandra Bullock was a star. They just rejected it.
I've heard people say she's not likable. Not that she isn't, but she didn't seem to be her or playing a role that people expect from her. Maybe that was
probably. I didn't see it, so I can't make a judgment. I did see the movie Truth with Robert Redford as Dan Rather.
Really?
I thought it was terrific.
I want to see that, but I can't find it around here anywhere.
It's only in a few hundred screens. Kate Blanchett, I thought, was a 60-minute producer who put together that story that took down Dan Rather from CBS.
Yep.
I thought it was incredible in that movie and certainly Oscar worthy. She's one of the best actresses of all time.
That's quite a statement. Actually coming
it
to
is.
Here,
I mean, she watched this movie and watched her before, and she's incredible.
The movie Love Me Tender was the first Elvis film. We were talking about what was the first one last week. It was opened on this date in 1956. Elvis, Richard Egan, and Deborah.
I remember my mom telling me about going to see that movie, too.
Tender? I don't remember whether my mother went to see it or not. I kind of doubt it, but it got a lot of attention, Richie.
Yes,
Chuck Curry is our movie man, and he's here with Movie Moments every day at this time. And time speaking of that, it's 59 after the hour on Good Day.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Whey. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.